And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 23rd of July, 2009. The birthday of Raymond Chandler, Chicago, 1888, best known for his novels about Philip Marlowe, the private detective in Los Angeles, The Big Sleep, The Long Goodbye, and others, one of the originators of hard-boiled detective fiction, known more for his style than for his plots. Raymond Chandler said, "The things my readers remembered that haunted them were not, for example, that a man got killed, but that in the moment of his death, he was trying to pick a paperclip up off the polished surface of a desk, and it kept slipping away from him, so that there was a look of strain on his face, and his mouth was half open in a kind of tormented grin, and the last thing in the world he thought about was death." It's the birthday of Vikram Chandra, born in New Delhi, 1961, spent his summers checking books out from a library, read a lot of science fiction, but then he started reading Hemingway and Fitzgerald. He said, "Once I started reading them, I realized they were doing things to me that I didn't understand. Reading The Great Gatsby at age 15 in India, I knew nothing. I had no context for it, social or symbolic, and it still blew me away. It was so beautiful." He decided he should come to America to study creative writing, which his friend's parents thought was crazy. You only go to America to study medicine or engineering. But Chandra's own mother was a screenwriter in India, and his parents agreed to pay his college tuition. So he went to college in Southern California, majored in English and creative writing, published the novel Red Earth and Pouring Rain in 1995, a short story collection a couple years later while he was still in his 30s. And the manuscript of his third novel, Sacred Games, which came to 1,200 pages, set off a bidding war among British, Indian, and American publishers. He got an advance of $1 million for the novel, which came out in 2006, whittled down to 900 pages. Sacred Games, which he described as a Victorian Indian gangster spy family saga. And it was on this day in 1929 that the fascist government of Mussolini in Italy banned the use of foreign words and required to type Mussolini in all capital letters. Radio was censored and so were textbooks. Instead of the English word film, persons were required to use the word pellicola. Instead of Bordeaux wine, it became Barolo. Mussolini abolished elections and free speech and most of Italy's constitution. He invaded the Greek island of Corfu, took part of Yugoslavia, occupied Libya, invaded Albania and Ethiopia, which disturbed France and Britain, who applied diplomatic sanctions, which helped to drive Italy into an alliance with Germany. That alliance was signed in May 1939, and in September, the war began. Here's a poem for today by Joy Sutphen, entitled Soundings. In the afternoon of summer, sounds come through the window, a tractor muttering to itself as it pivots at the corner of the hayfield, stalled for a moment as the green row feeds into the baler. The wind slips a whisper behind an ear. The noise of the highway is like the dark green stem of a rose. From the kitchen, the blunt banging of cupboard doors and wooden chairs makes a lonely echo in the floor. Somewhere between the breeze and the faraway sound of a train comes a line of birdsong, lightly threading the heavy cloth of dream. A poem by Joy Sutphen, Soundings, from Naming the Stars, published by Holy Cow Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.